Welcome back for another segment of Awake the Iron. Hey, this time we have something really special. We have Karis, the pilgrim of Persepolis, is back after almost a year. And she's going to walk us through this new thing on the Awake the Iron website, new project I'm super, super psyched about.
I got one idea that I'm especially psyched out of my mind about.
And it's called Awake the Iron Academy. And this will be on the podcast, but you're really going to have to get to the website and see the visuals and stuff. So she's going to walk us through that. The website is awaketheiron.com. Remember, at any time, feel free to give a call to the Awake the Iron hotline at 601-654-IRON. 601-654-IRON. Give that a call. Let us know what's on your mind, what's going on. You have a topic you'd like to discuss, maybe. That'd be fine. Critique is fine. Try to leave the hate out of it. But if I get hate mail, I'm kind of hoping for some hate mail. Maybe that means I've arrived. So anyway, we'll have Karis on here, and she'll walk us through the Awake the Iron Academy. You're not going to want to miss this. Karis, hey. How you doing? The Pilgrim of Persepolis. I called you a long time ago.
I was trying to remember those nicknames. That's, yeah. I like it.
It was like a year ago or something almost, I think. That first episode was like March or something. Mm-hmm. Can't remember the exact, but anyway, so I can't believe... I'll apologize for not having you back before then, but this will be extra special. We've been wanting to have you back. So what are you here for? Well, what's behind me here? We have this new feature on the website at awaketheiron.com. One of the tabs is the Awake the Iron Academy. And if you're listening to this, you got to scoot on over to the website and see the video. I will post this as a podcast episode. But so Karis, keep in mind that there could be people who aren't viewing it. And, you know, most people understand how to go to a website and whatever. But we're going to talk a little bit about some other things. And so head on over to the website, watch the video. And what this is Karis and I were talking, and we were talking with CJ too, like, hey, you know, we have all these, I don't know what you call it, documents, references, websites, videos, articles, interviews, you know, PDFs, right? We started accumulating all kinds of stuff about. And, you know, we were talking about the virus and stuff mainly, but we had other stuff too from the past. You know, Karis researches stuff a lot, CJ as well. And so, you know, it just lived in my computer, it lived in their computers. And it's like, maybe we could like keep it all somewhere. And we did, we'd like embed, I don't know the web term, but we embedded like a PDF, right? That you worked on a lot, and we had it all there. And it's like, well, maybe we could just make it like a part of the website, so we can just, it'll fluctuate, we'll add to it. Yeah. And I mean, you remember that? Remember us talking about that and stuff?
Yeah.
And we're just like, well, let's do it, let's have it out there. So it's, I view it as like a, initially I said, hey, let's call it like Awake the Iron University. And my vision was for people to be able to, like, a self-guided, we'll call it a college, but it's just, you know, you want to learn about some specific topic, you can go learn. And it was just going to be organized in different categories, almost like colleges within a university. Mm-hmm. And I think it was your idea. I said, let's call it the Academy. It sounds good or something. And I also have a QR code here All right. This is as fancy as my design stuff gets. So there's a QR code. If you're watching this, snap that with your phone and you can go right there. So, but yeah, take us through a little bit of, like how things are organized and how people can use what's here.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. I feel like it's pretty simple, but I'll share visual here and try to keep in mind for listeners only. Here's the homepage, and across the top, there's a few menu items. And if you've been to the website before, you've probably seen the basics, home, about, contact, but now we have ATI Academy.
Okay.
And I think when we were starting this, it's like we kind of had a lot of research on, the current events that have really spurred a lot of this one topic. And so we have a lot there, but then we realized, hey, there's going to be other topics coming up that, we might be gradually adding some recommended resources as well. So here's our start. Let me go first of all, just to the main Academy page, that first page you'll see if you go there, if you click on ATI Academy, it's just a little, little name and then just a quick summary. It says, this is basically the research, collection of some research we've done that, Kason, you're always saying, don't just believe me or don't just trust me, go and see for yourself. And I believe that too, that we can tell people things, but hey, you see it for yourself. So if you just don't know where to start, because it can be very difficult to locate any information that kind of goes against the mainstream narrative, not only because it's suppressed to begin with, but also because then it gets, fact-checked and denied sort of illegitimately. And then you just sort of don't know like what sources can be trusted or whatever. So one thing I'll say is you're not going to probably find like a list of, oh, these people are always telling all the truth. Anyone, no matter how much they want to tell the truth, might not always say something accurately, right? Even if it's unintentional.
Yeah. Anybody could make a mistake.
Yeah.
If it's not like a overt deception, right?
Yeah. So I would say it's really maybe just about checking multiple sources and then trying to check the source as much as possible. Like if they're quoting something, go to the thing they're quoting and see what that says. And sometimes they're misquoting it, right? Or misinterpreting. Mm-hmm. So this is just sort of, where we're sort of pointing people to some things we've read or seen, and they can start by watching or reading some of those things. And then maybe after a few, they might get some ideas on how to search for things on their own. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe rather than just talking in generalities, I'll click on this one because this is our biggest section right now. And because it's so big, we sort of have this quick start summary at the top with a few of our favorite links. I think they're either videos or articles mostly. So if you're just like, oh, there's a lot here, I don't know where to start, you could start with some of those. And then to go further, we came up with some major categories.
Yeah, because at a glance, it looks pretty big.
And yeah.
When I first went on here, when you were like, hey, how's this looking? I was like, oh, wow, this is getting pretty big. And I forgot that these are just the categories. I'm like, oh, I saw the little plus button.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I can open that. And then they drop down and I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Right.
And some of these links are like multiple series interviews, right, or multiple episode documentaries,
right,
hours and hours and hours. Even one or two links can keep you busy for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wow, this is pretty massive.
Yeah. Now I wonder, Kason, is it okay? Are we going to mention this category this page that I'm on, or are we going to be careful of how we mention it?
Yeah. It's fine. We'll just call it CVD-19.
Yeah. Okay. So CVD-19 is the topic. If you haven't guessed already, if you've heard the show, you probably knew what it was. Yeah. But yeah, so we have different broader categories, like just general, which these might include some of those series or longer videos that are just an overview. And then we just have, you know, mostly like newspaper articles, or maybe some of it is graphs. Oh, we have some, I'm trying to think if I could find a good example. That's all right. Yeah. So we have things on data, possible fraud, what the law and our rights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I did want to interject some of these, you might find, there might be duplicates. You might find mm-hmm. one mm-hmm. in one category, but you might find it in another one as well. I don't think there are any or too many yet, but just looking ahead, because some of them you're not sure. Like I'm not sure if I find one and I'm like, oh, I'm not really sure where it goes. It could go here or there. I might put it in both just so if someone's looking for one angle, right? Yeah. They'll find it one way. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. And then just to point out, I like that we have sort of a satire comedy. and this one goes with that. It didn't fit inside the accordion, but there's an image. And then we have some links here. Yeah. For some laughs, keep it light,
bring some
lightness into it.
Yeah. Now I did want to say too, in the beginning, when maybe you had your own stuff and I had my stuff and CJ mm-hmm. had his stuff. This was very helpful for me because my documents were, or my, basically the version of this I had like just on my computer, mm-hmm. It was getting disorganized. It was getting too big. And mm-hmm. So what would happen was somebody would say something, or I would send an email to the school superintendent. I'd say, oh, well, you know, did you know such and such and such? And then I'd want to pull my references out. So it's not just me saying it. Here's the document or the proof. And I couldn't find any of my own stuff because I forgot what it was called or whatever. So this really helped me put my stuff with everyone else's too into categories. So now if I'm like, oh, I'm trying to remember that one thing about that, you know, whatever the category is, I go, and because it's big, it could still be a little bit of like, you know, but no different than if you went to a file cabinet, you know, a physical file cabinet, and you'd have to dig a little and be like, oh yeah, it's here. So yeah. I really love this.
Yeah. And I could see it being, you know, maybe trimmed down a bit over time to some of the, cause you know, some of these were like articles that intrigued us at the time we first read them, you know, and the story keeps developing too.
Yes.
But it still felt good to just have it all here. And it's kind of a record too. So even some of the older stuff, it's like, you might read an article, something that was not on the mainstream, you know, like April of 2020. And then maybe now some things mainstream has capitulated and like started saying those things. Or
right. Things like that. So, oh, well, they never said that.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. well, we can maybe go back and look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I hope people can find this helpful, and just, you know, it's fun to just click around and check out whatever catches your eye. Just open up each of the categories. It's like an accordion for the listeners here. And then there's, you know, hyperlinks. Sometimes there's a little sentence or two describing what it's mm-hmm. about to hopefully guide you to what you might want to read or look at.
I tell you what, if you just scroll down through, just if anyone just looks at some of these headings, I guess we'll call them.
Yeah.
Just the headings will just make your head spin. Like, mm-hmm. what? Some of them just sound so crazy. And I mean, it's all here.
Mm.
So, it's amazing how much stuff there is that goes against the main narrative.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much. And hopefully people mm-hmm. can I love this, the idea of this as a tool. Mm-hmm. So here's a good idea. And I challenge, I don't challenge, I ask anyone to do this. If you're, you know, in a store or somewhere or whatever, or somebody, you hear somebody talking about this kind of stuff, and you've been on here and you know the kind of stuff that's in there, maybe you haven't looked at it all, it would take a long time, but you can say, hey, if you want to know more about that, or, you know, I know where there's a lot of cool info about this or that, head on, just plug it. We don't have anything to gain out of it. If anything, maybe ridicule and censorship right. is all we're going to get out of it. But
it's what we live for.
Right. And yeah, right. And what's interesting is if you found one or two things, or someone, so let's say you go along with the full main narrative, and someone tells you something contrary to that, and they show you one thing, it's like, well, okay, I mean, that sounds pretty convincing, but I mean, you know, one thing, like, you could be wrong about that. If you guys, anybody goes on here and looks, there is a ton, and really, this is tip of the iceberg, and we're not the only ones doing this kind of stuff. Probably, I mean, I don't know of any specifically that just have a collection. Most people have it. Most people are narrowed down to one thing, right? So,
yeah.
like the Dr. Kaufman, that guy who's in here some, you know, he focuses on a few specific things and tends to really get detailed, and he's very, very good. But so this is, I think it's kind of unique in a way. It's like a library. And we're going to expand. Well, we only had four tabs right now, but there could be others. I think there will be, and we'll expand them, and think of it like your own little college, and you can, I want to learn about, money and banking.
Yeah.
There's not much there yet, but it's a good jumping off point. And if you go through and you go to everything in the in one tab, I'll send you a certificate or something. You'll be a graduate, but it'll keep getting added to. So it's gonna.
Shall we look at one of the other categories?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll go to this one, money and banking. So there's just a few things there right now. There's a video series, like a few, but rich, right?
Right. So there's a book recommendation. One tab, but that's a 10-part series.
Yeah.
And actually, I think one or two episodes in that series are not there anymore on YouTube, at least.
Okay.
So this is just me. Anything that gets like kicked off of YouTube, I want to go see it like more.
Yeah.
So that's really good stuff.
And I'm guessing this book is pretty hefty too, isn't it? If I remember correctly.
That book is a beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a beast, but very, very good.
Yeah. Just to show people what we have here. Got a few categories under the health unit or whatever we're calling them. And then
it only look like three things, but you open those and there's a bunch in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have done that on the other one. Yeah. Oh, this guy. We were just talking about
him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, very good. It's pretty basic. We're not trying to insult anyone's intelligence. Just wanted to give everyone like a formal introduction to it and just refer people there. Even if you maybe haven't, if you've gone here but haven't really looked around, you can just say, you know, oh, if you want to know more about this, there's this, you know, website. I haven't been there a lot, but it's, go check it out.
Yeah. Awaketheiron.com.
Awaketheiron.com. It's right there. Yeah. So, okay. Well, excellent.
It's great.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think so.
And I just want to remind people that if they want to, if they want to give a call, or you can contact us through the website, there's a contact form, but if you want to give a call, 601-654-IRON, and we'd love to hear from you. And it was great to have you back. This was a little short, this is a little shorty thing, but,
yeah, I look forward to doing more with you.
Definitely going to have you back for some more, deep topics. Yes. Right. So, okay. All right. So for now, choose love, because hate is too great a burden to bear. So we'll see you.
Bye-bye.